The following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE show. Tonight, we have one of probably the most popular cast members, character, whatever you want to label her with, in the whole history of Big Brother. I know how she is. I know this from knowing her so long. She's been a member of Big Brother Whispers for a long time. Thank you for that. And I know she's going to deliver tonight and just be like she is. She's going to be wide open. She's going to speak the truth and give her opinions. And if you like them, great. If you don't, you don't care. And that's a lot like me. So we're going to have a lot of fun with her.
Oh, yeah.
She's already on here. And I know Melissa and Steve are on here, and there are other people calling in. We're going to get them. Reggie's on. But first off, thank you, Rennie, for doing the podcast,
hey.
And thank you for being in Whispers so many years.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Whispers, I love y'all. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hi, Rennie.
What? Wait, who's
Hi,
that?
Hi, Rennie.
Who's me? Who's me?
I think you just had Melissa and Reggie speak to you, and don't get fooled by the name. Reggie, don't get fooled by the name. Reggie's a female.
Reggie's a female? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yes,
fine.
Ma'am.
I like females and males, so children. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And babies,
oh,
absolutely love me. I have something that babies. It must be, somebody said, they can sense when somebody really cares for them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what's going
yeah.
on tonight, y'all? What's going on?
Well, we want to go back in time to your season because it was an explosive season with lots of big personalities, and we know you're the person that will throw it out there and tell the truth about it as to what was going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. I
so,
will tell you the
and
truth.
Then, and
really
then later on, Rennie, we want to get your thoughts about how the game has changed now, and a lot of fans are kind of turned off about the direction it's gone. And we just we'll get your thoughts on that later.
Uh-huh.
But the first thing is we want to revisit your season because.
Oh, okay. And you want me to revisit
you,
that nightmare?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, because there were so many, should I say, volatile players.
Oh, they
I mean,
were nasty.
You guys almost had drag out. You guys almost had drag out fights.
Oh, my goodness. They like that in real life. I'm telling you, they are. The ones I play with, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. Now,
if we go back.
Wait, Michelle, she gets a pass because even though she wanted to start some S-H-I-T with me, okay?
Yeah.
That's profanity, right? S-H-I-T? AKA
you can say
crap.
It on here. It's okay. It's okay. We posted the disclaimer, so it's okay.
Shit, crap, whatever.
Rennie, I even have a dog that our dog's name is Little Shit, S-H-Y-T.
Oh, come on. Okay, y'all. Okay, okay. Come on. Let's move forward. I'm going to try not to curse, okay? Use profanity. okay? It might be
okay.
hard, but I'm going to do it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Jim, Reggie, Melissa, if y'all happen to see, you know, it could be one of my great nights. Area code from Mississippi, 601. Y'all need to take the call right then, right there. Okay?
Yep.
We are
yep.
ready for it. The voice
okay.
you're in right now is Steve. He's my producer. He's on the control board. I've already let him know, and he's already aware and looking for it.
Or you ready? Wait. 504
yep.
is my grandchildren in Florida, but they have two of my grandchildren, okay? And they won't be long, okay, because you know how they like to steal the show, young people.
Right.
504, I don't want to give my daughter's number out, but it starts with 621, okay? If you see
yep.
any
All
of
right.
those numbers...
Rennie, we're going to get everybody on that calls. Trust me. Everybody's
Wait,
getting on.
Who is the producer?
Steve
that would
is
be
the
me.
Producer.
That would be me.
Yeah.
And
you,
that is...
You see him a lot. You see him a lot in Big Brother Whispers. His name is Steve Kent. He's my right-hand man.
What?
And my researcher... A lot of people don't have a researcher, but my researcher is Tim Gross, and he'll be here shortly.
Tim, now I have to
yeah.
tell everybody, if now people, they're not as old as me, but if anybody remembers Mel Tillis, are y'all too
Mel, old? The stuttering cowboy?
Yeah, that could be me tonight. Honestly. I was someplace, yeah. I can't tell you, like, no, you're laughing. It's not funny.
I'm laughing because I know you're going to do great. I know you're going to deliver.
Well, if I sound like Mel Tillis, because I totally was sitting on this cushion in this place, and the damn thing just gave way. I swear.
Hey,
I mean,
Rennie, it wouldn't be the first time that we've had.
I didn't need to hit my head like I did. Anyway.
Oh gosh, Rennie, when I was getting ready for this podcast tonight, I went back and looked at a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
At what all happened that season.
Right.
I mean, I like I said earlier, I'm kind of surprised it didn't come to blows or pulling hair.
Oh, they wouldn't want to see the bad side of me. Oh no. I'd beat them all. I'd beat anybody in that house. Memphis, I'd get a good go at. The Colonel, oh please. Oh, Libra, oh God, I would say, don't even go there.
Oh, We are definitely going to discuss him later when Tim gets on air, because he's
Wait.
Already told me he's got a specific question about him to ask.
Oh
you,
my
so.
Goodness! But Libra, oh my God, the worst ever. If I would have gotten hold of her, and even though I said, "Okay, you're a mother and all this stuff," horrible, Dan, horrible, brutal, cruel. Oh, that who's that girl? I say this every year about him. She didn't pick a friend and picked him. I was like, what is wrong with this girl's brain?
Let me ask you about Jesse, because they continued to use him on Big Brother. It was kind of like he was Allison's godchild for a while. But then he kind of moved on and he's really kind of made a good career of himself.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think about Jesse?
We're friends on LinkedIn.
Good.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because I'm friends with him. Jesse, okay, I walked in the house. I was like, okay, I'm in here. Because I used to say, of course, many people have talked to me before on podcasts. So I used to say, Where do they get these idiots from? Where? And, of course, I would end up one of those. you're laughing. And so when I came to the house.
Well, no, because I'm laughing because it's true.
Oh, God. Oh. Honestly, and still some of them, there's the stutter. They're very forgettable, honestly. Like, you wouldn't even think about them at all. At all.
Right.
Yeah. Where was
right.
I?
Right.
When I first saw Jesse, I said to myself, mind you, oh, my goodness, he looks like a what a action figure in real life.
Right.
Like the muscles and everything. Yeah, I mean, I liked him, but then he was aggravated
yeah.
with me. He was aggravated with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah, y'all didn't get along too good from the start.
Oh no, he wanted to get rid of me. He wanted to get rid of me. They really, what's his name, Brian? Oh, he's horrible. He is like the worst player ever.
Brian Hart.
He was so nasty to me. Horrible, really horrible, horrible guy. Oh, I would tell it just. I hope I'm not repeating myself. I probably am. Call it, I don't know what you call it. Anyway, I was telling my stories. I don't care if people think they're true or not. They're real, okay? They're real. I should write a book, okay? My husband
That would be good.
My husband, wait, he's sitting here. This guy, wait a minute, here, say hi to everybody, Patrick.
Good evening to everybody. God bless you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I don't think anybody wants to talk to you, Pat.
Okay.
Okay. He just had a wait. Not for nothing. Where was I? About in the house. But my husband, there's a 7-year difference between he and I. 7 years. Now, people may not think. 7 years is a lot. But when you're getting older, it is. Okay? It is.
Yeah.
Let's move on from, he just got a new knee.
Well, Rennie, let me know. We've got area code 601 on the line.
Oh, yeah, put her
so
through.
So you are on
if
here
that,
with
if
Rennie.
I have this miracle. It's unbelievable. Put her through. Put it through, Jim.
She's here.
Who said? Dave.
Say hello. Say hello.
Hello. Dave. What you know this is? She, can y'all hear her?
Yeah.
Can y'all
yeah.
hear her, Jim?
What
yeah, we
wrong?
Hear. What is your name, caller from 601.
Yeah, this is D. Oh, my gosh. You have got in front of you probably the cutest thing that there ever was that came out of New Orleans. Cuter than fried bread.
You know who this woman is?
Well,
she was ahead of the...
We are glad to have you here, and we want you to join in and give comments and ask questions tonight to Rennie.
Wait, Jim, ask her why I made the Saints football team because of three things. Go ahead, G. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Hey,
yeah.
Rennie.
Okay.
Who
Rennie,
that?
Rennie.
Who that? Nation, who that?
Go ahead.
Rennie,
okay.
Rennie, something you, Rennie,
talk,
something
Jim,
you probably don't know. Wait a minute, Rennie, something you probably don't know is we also have a Sports Whispers group. And we have
okay.
sports podcasts, so we know sports. So
okay.
tell me what this deal is about the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, she's going to
yes,
tell you.
Yes, tell
first.
Me. They're my
okay.
team.
Okay. D.
Yes, darling.
Okay. Then tell them, everybody, everybody that's on here across the country, sports people, why you thought I would be great on a Saints dancer. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, unfortunately for your audience, probably the majority of them have not seen that face of yours. And how
Wait,
gorgeous
what?
It is.
Oh, yes, my face. Oh, listen to my beautiful director. Okay. Number two, D. She'll tell you.
I know they have not seen that bombshell body of yours.
Oh, my. D. Wait a minute. D. Oh, please.
Has there been anybody luckier than Patrick, your husband? Anybody?
And you know what, D? If you haven't met me, if you have not met me, I swear, I love my fans, I love my director. I just love people. I'm a very loving woman. I could be, I'm to be reckoned with, that's for sure. But my beautiful director, you should see her figure. Oh my God!
Well, now, darling, I'm talking years back.
Okay.
But, Number three is your personality, Randy.
Woo! There you have it. Right there. There you have it.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. Blow your own trumpet, Randy. Maybe that's why this photographer fell in love with you and took photos of my boobs, everything. And then call me from South Carolina. Okay. Nobody's laughing. Right. Whatever. Okay.
I want to give you that third reason. And I want you to be quiet, but like I said, for just a second or two. The third reason that I chose you and the panel of judges for the same organization chose you, forget the fact whether you could or couldn't dance, or not just you, but we wanted Gal to have certainly stage presence and certainly rhythm, et cetera. But, honey, you can't buy a personality like that. You can't learn personality. You either got it or you don't. And you had it in space. So those are the reasons that you were chosen to be a New Orleans Saints cheerleader.
There you go.
I agree. Maybe we should find a way to petition the Saints to let her do that one week.
What? I do too, because know what, Rennie?
Subpoena my director. That's the most beautiful woman in the world. Oh, God.
Hey, Rennie. I'm from Port Sulphur, so I
You're
love the
Port
Saints.
Sulphur?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's speaking? Dee?
Reggie.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me say goodbye to my director, Reggie.
Yeah.
Dee.
Okay.
She loves the Saints.
Black
I love
gold,
the Saints.
Baby.
They're
black
my team.
Gold. Black and
That's
gold.
All it takes is black and gold.
Yeah, when the Saints, when I was in California, okay, and the Saints won the big deal Super Bowl, there wasn't any black and gold in that city except me, okay? Black and gold.
Same
right.
way as Omaha. Same way
That's
as
right.
Omaha. I was the only one standing up crying.
Okay. Bye, D. I love you. I love you, D.
Rennie.
Always. Bye-bye.
Rennie, we have another of our moderators. She's not on here right now, but she is one of our moderators over Big Brother Whispers. Her name's Amanda Sebastian. She is another huge New Orleans Saints fan. So if you ever see her online, you know, just post back to her and say, who dat?
Yeah, there you go. Cha-ching. Who dat? Okay.
That's
who
dat. Rennie, I'm kind of surprised that they
did
didn't.
Did my granddaughter call or no?
Not yet.
Oh, now you know. Okay.
I'm kind of surprised with your association with the Saints that they didn't include that on Big Brother, like that you were a Saints cheerleader.
Did they? No, they did.
I think I need to rewatch. Okay.
Did you wear any kind of Saints gear, any kind of shirts or anything when you were on the show?
Yeah, I had a Saints shirt.
Let me ask you this because it's kind of important with how the, you know, the game's changed. Did they blur it out when they aired it?
Did they blur what out, Jim?
Did they blur out the reference to the Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought they probably did because, see, I'm from Arkansas, and I'm a big Razorback fan, and I know Brittany's been on there and wore all kind of Razorback stuff, and every time she does, they blur it out.
Right. You're right.
So... I can kind of see that, but let's go back to your season.
Do we really have to?
At the time you played, and I hope you don't shoot me over saying this, but you were a 53-year-old beauty salon owner.
Correct.
That made you the second oldest house guest at that time. In U.S. history, behind only your fellow housemate, Jerry, who was older.
Yeah, but Jerry doesn't count. He is the female, I'm the oldest female ever on that show.
That's a really good point.
He's the oldest man ever on the show. He's the nastiest, too. Okay.
Now, here is how your season started.
You're telling stories. I swear, I was like, oh, my goodness. They're so filthy and crude. I was like.
Here's how your season started, though. Your first night, you got into a fight with Jesse because Jesse said, she woke me up.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with that. I woke you up. Well, what the hell? I'm a night owl anyway. Okay? So.
Yeah.
Whatever. Jesse came in with the hood, right? Like Rocky.
Yeah.
And he goes, rain. Jim, listen. Exact line. You don't look bad.
Okay. Did you see right away how something so small could make you a target?
Oh, please. I was like, I said to myself, this SOB, he put me up. He was buying all that BS that these guys were saying to him about. And he used this, I was going to say it, and I'm like, you know, he put his a uniform on the line. He didn't wear it, but he used his friggin', I was like, what? Who does that? A United States Marine? Are you kidding me? He used an O in a show. I was like, is that really, like, they were going to play him regardless. They were getting rid of him. Even though he stayed to the bitter end. Like, the bitter end, I think people were using him along the way. Yeah.
Right.
But the thing
that happened with you after that first night, and the trouble, throughout the next week, you started getting kind of popular with everyone.
Yeah, well, okay. You have to play. I was like, did he just put me on the block the first night? I told my son said, Mama, whatever you do, don't be the first one out. I was like, I could not believe it. Of all people he chose, okay? And I said to myself, what a nasty, nasty man. And he was so discriminated against me because I was an older woman. He
right.
so had all those young girls up there taking baths
right.
and all that. Yeah. And guess what? He gave every – Rennie, watch the tongue, the stutter. He gave all – you're laughing, Jim. It wasn't funny to me. All
oh,
those
I know
young girls, gifts, wine. Honestly, he gave them all something except me. Now, toward the end, yeah, he gave, because they were, like, getting in the bed with him. They were getting in the tub with him. Yeah. Now,
were you trying to, at that point, Rennie, were you trying to tell other players, do you not see what's going on here?
He really felt that these guys, he could get them on his, which they were playing him, because he was just that way. And he lasted
right.
a long time. I was like, he was in the house. I told you this story. I like to freak out every time he left the bathroom door open. When he was taking a, you know what? Take the pee out of pool or whatever. Ooh, don't go
there. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
Melissa.
Then he jumped in the bed one time. He jumped in the bed behind me. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the bed with, like, my robe on, my pajamas. And I
yeah.
said, what is that on my back or down there?
Uh-oh.
What is it, a rat or something?
Oh, he wanted a MILF.
He wanted a what?
Oh my lord!
He wanted a what?
You'll have to Google or I'll tell you when the podcast is over what that means.
No,
he
yeah,
wants a
wait,
mother.
What did you say?
I would love to blank.
I would. Oh please, he wouldn't have a chance at hell. He could never get a woman like me. Ever. Ever.
But you said he was rubbing all up against you.
That man could never, not me, never, excuse me, whatever, really, my husband thinks I'm pretty. Beautiful. Wait, say it, Pat. Say it.
The most beautiful woman you ever meet in your life.
See, he still loves me after all these years. But anyway, oh, no.
Well, that's
he
good.
He couldn't get
that's
any
good.
Woman like me in the bed.
That's good. That's good. But, you know, Brian, what happened was, after all of that, you know, first few days and first week, Brian tried to get Memphis backdoored. But it backfired, and
Jim, let me back
Dan
up for
was,
a minute.
Dan was the only person that held out on the vote.
He don't go there about him. Oh, he was always I cannot stand him. As much as I voted for him because Memphis, he was just so. How can I say it? He said this one thing to me, and I said, you know what? I don't care who it is. Memphis would never get my vote for that $500,000.
Wow.
The one thing
wow.
he said.
And you know what, Rennie, that's kind of eye-opening, because there are a lot of Big Brother fans that think Dan is the best of all time.
Oh. You mean as a person, Pat, please? You mean as a person?
I'm telling you what they say. You know, it's not my opinion. It's not my opinion. And my opinion may be wrong, and people can laugh at it. I've always thought Dr. Will was the best. But there are a lot of people that think Dan's the best.
Okay. Well, they can, it's a show. I'm talking about, believe me, a lot of people don't realize that on television, that there is, and I say this all the time, reality in a reality show. Really,
right.
It's reality. And he said to me, and I'm gonna every chance I can get to, he totally lied on me in the feeds. All my fans told me when we were in the house. You know what he said to me? He's honestly disgusting. He said to me he wanted to go up in my bathroom. I was saying, why? He goes, oh, I just want to go up there. I need to go to the bathroom. I said, why? For what? When I won my HOH, my mother's photos up, my daddy's photos up, my children's, what would you want to do up there in the bathroom?
Right.
And then I said, oh, I see what you want to do. Well, buddy, you're not taking a crap in my HOH room.
Okay, Rennie, we have somebody else on here who I'm guessing you probably know from area code 504. So,
could it be another miracle tonight? My granddaughter, is that my granddaughter?
Is that
Karen,
you?
Right?
Are you Rennie's granddaughter?
Yeah.
Ah, Karen.
Oh
Ray.
My God! So glad
Karen
you called
Ray.
In.
Tell everybody how old you are. You just
eight.
Okay. And
oh
tell
my
them what,
God, I love this.
Listen, tell
I
them.
I love this. What is her name?
Don't say your last name, Karen.
Yeah, don't say your last. So it's Karen?
No. Karen, say it. Spell it.
Karen.
Spell it for them. T? Yeah. Oh, wait, my son just walked in. Wait a minute. He could say hello, too. Wait.
Yeah, just spell it.
Okay. No, he's on the phone.
Her name is spelled T-A-R-Y-N.
Oh, that's my daughter.
And that's I'm Rennie's daughter, by the way. So it's me and my daughter.
Well, hello to you too. Glad to have you here. And I
her name is Paris.
Hey, Mama, I love how you picked the spelling of your daughter's name. I like that.
She was
Paris before any Paris. Hilton. Okay,
that's correct.
Okay, tell Paris, tell them a little bit of being my daughter, what it's like.
Being my mother's daughter, we just walk around town and people notice who she is and constantly say, are you really like that on TV? I'm like, that's really who she is at all times. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. That how you see her on TV is how she always is. It's never changed ever. And she's always a load of laughter, always fun, and can literally talk to anybody, to be honest with you.
You just saved me from asking you a question, because that was the first question I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, is she really like what we have seen on TV and on the Internet? Is that really her? And you just answered it.
100% yes.
Hey, Paris.
Yes.
You know, I tell you now that I'm going to push for my own show, and Karen Grace is going to be in it, too.
Oh, Taryn would love that, for sure.
Oh, yeah. My granddaughter can, Taryn, is she there? Paris, Karen Grace.
She's right next to me.
Hey, say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Why don't you sing a couple of lines?
No, I want the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hold on one second.
Yeah,
do that.
Karen, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I pledge allegiance. Come on.
Go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yay, girl.
Yay, that was beautiful.
She's a singer.
Amen. Rennie, I think, and Steve can check this, but I think that is our youngest caller in 12 years of this podcast.
No way.
It is.
Karen.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Karen, did you tell them you're auditioning for? Tell them what play you're auditioning for. Karen.
High School Musical.
A musical? What's the name of it?
High School. She said High School Musical. I don't know if you can hear her.
Yeah. And which part are you trying out for, Karen?
I know.
Hello? How are you going to be on a show if you don't speak up?
She did speak up. I don't think you can hear her.
Okay. Does she want to sing something before she goes a little bit?
Okay, let's sing two lines, and then we got to get you to bed.
Right.
Okay.
Because Mom's asking. Here we go. Come on.
What?
Come on.
Sing maybe. Come on, sit up. Go ahead. She's doing it.
Wonderful. I'm glad that her mother called in to share the beauty of my grandchild. I have 5 grandchildren, but she was my first grandchild. And she's a lot like me, okay? A lot like
They're
me.
They're very similar. Very, very similar, these two.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Listen, I've got a house full of kids, too, Rennie. And
yeah.
I bet she's very spoiled, and I bet it's very well deserved.
Oh, but listen, there's another one. I have Harlow, Stella, Patrick, Patty, and Parker. Do I have everybody?
No.
That is everybody.
Grandchildren.
Yes.
Well,
Mom,
grandchildren.
I'm going to take her to bed, so we just want to tell you that we love you. And enjoy your podcast, and thank you so much for having us on.
Aw,
thanks for coming on.
You are very welcome.
This was a treat. Yeah, this was a treat.
Yeah, really. Could she dance, Paris? Oh my God.
The thing about this, Rennie, everyone sees you as who you are on the show and how you conduct yourselves. But then they hear something like this, a moment like this, and they're like, wow, she's just a great, loving mom and grandma.
Oh, yeah. Woman, yeah. Wife, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people, they may not understand the kind of woman I am. There's a lot of women, they might not understand what I am. I have a lot of women, like, in other words, and men. Okay. It's just, that's who I am. I'm a very loving woman. And a lot of people may look at me and they may think, I don't know what they, I don't really care what they think. Okay? I don't really care because I've come this far in life. Okay? I've learned a lot. I've been through a lot of pain in my life. And I really don't really care at all. Do I care what people think of me? No. Do I conduct myself and try to better myself every day? Yeah. So you have a lot of women, they're jealous of, I don't know. I don't know. It's that, you know, I have women sometimes look at me and have a scowl on their face. And I look at them like, oh, she has a face like a pen of worms. I mean, okay, bye-bye. And then you have
talk to you later.
Oh, who's that?
Good night.
She's back.
You're back.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
You tell. Love you.
She came
you
back
too.
To say bye and good night.
Don't forget to say your prayers. Okay. Where was I? No, but it's interesting about people. I love people, and honestly, COVID. I was like, I don't know. It's been a long haul, but I love people. You know, I go in the streets and I thinking, I do need my own show. Because just today, I was thinking some of the places that I went into.
These
people are so. Some of them are so intelligent. I mean, the computer technology they have today.
Oh.
Where
yeah.
someone can learn and educate themselves. Now, a lot of them, some people don't have the social skills. Okay?
Right.
So, I need to stop blowing my own trumpet tonight, right?
No, that's part of why you're here.
When I was a very young girl, at a very young age, like, I saw injustice at a very young age. When I say injustice, like, I experienced pain at a very young age, at the age of 5. Now, that means I was 5 years old, 4 or 5. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, when I look back, what I'm trying
okay,
to
Rennie.
Say, and then I was in a, wait, who's that?
This is Sydney.
Sydney Beaumont?
Yeah, you know me,
oh
that's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
hey,
God,
Sydney.
Girl. Oh, wait, the best, one of the best singers in the world right here.
I got to tell you something right now. Chick, let me tell you something. You need your own show. You need your own show. This woman, she is hysterical. I'm telling you, she used to do my hair
Amen.
For many years, and she's quite talented. She's like an artist when it comes to hair, I'll tell you. And I remember you did, whose hair did you do? Did you do Dan's hair during that season? Whose hair did you do?
Oh, yeah. Let's forget about him.
Yes, we don't care about
him.
But I was just saying, he was so lucky to have you do his hair, okay? That's all I'm saying. And this chick, if she had somebody listening out there, give this woman her show. She will run with it, and you get the biggest, biggest ratings you ever see.
Listen,
Amen.
Sydney,
I believe
listen,
that. I believe that because The thing about her is, whether you like her opinion or you don't like her opinion, she's real. She tells you
she's
what
real.
She thinks.
She's
Amen.
Very real.
Thank
she's
you
very
so
loving.
Much. I'm real and authentic New Orleans brass.
That's right.
That's what
and
I
I'm
say.
So glad you guys are having her on. But I'll tell you what, the antics that went on in Big Brother and the things that go on now, I mean, what do you think about the differences, Rennie? I mean, between like then and now. Do you have an opinion on it?
Good. Very, very good question we were going to bring up. So why don't you go ahead and address that, Rennie? The difference back when you played and how it is now.
Are you
going to
sing a song or what? My friend here.
I cannot follow Karen, okay? Hello?
Start singing.
I mean, there are a lot of fans now don't like what Big Brother's putting out.
Okay. I'll address that. Sydney, sing a song, please, for me.
All right. I'm going to sing, but then I swear to God, if you don't say about the Big Brother thing, because I need to know what you're thinking about
what
that.
What is the song? Is that appropriate?
Here we go.
She'll do it. Just,
listen,
she'll
Sydney.
Do it.
I'll go.
Sing.
Sydney.
What, my baby?
The song that you sang at Deke's service.
How about this one? Listen to this, Rennie.
No,
what about this one, baby? You ready?
Okay, yeah. Hit it.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. 'Cause you make me feel like a natural woman, Rennie Martin.
Oh, this girl. Wait, can you sing
Great,
can you sing
hey,
I Went Down to St. James Infirmary? Do you know that song?
No, because I want to hear you
great,
talk about Big Brother.
Voice.
Okay, one
Big
more
brother.
Song. Can you sing
No Mother,
you know what it means to
talk
New
about
Orleans.
Big Brother.
Okay,
no,
sing
I'm
that
serious.
Song.
I really want to hear
wait
it.
Minute,
I really want to know.
Wait a minute, Rennie, you wanted to hear another song real quick?
Yeah. Do you know what it means to Miss New Orleans? Sydney, you have to know that.
You know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss her both night and day. Da 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 na 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 na. I can sing all night. Come on now, you do a show. I'll sing your ear off.
You would probably appreciate the introduction song that we played for her tonight.
I definitely do. And I love the House of the Rising Sun. That was awesome.
Oh, good. Yeah, I thought it was perfect for Rennie. I thought
it
that
was
perfect
perfectly
for
placed. Perfectly placed.
You see this woman that's talking? This woman here that's talking, Sydney, she lives. This is the most beautiful woman in the world. Her mother was beautiful. But she has her mother's spirit and her heart. It's freaking, not to mention she's gorgeous.
So sweet, Rennie, don't ever fix your eyes.
Good.
I love you so much.
Now, let's get back.
Now, you promised me you'd talk about the Big Brother. The difference is because I know you have an opinion.
Yeah, repeat your question again.
What do you want
to... All right, Rennie, what I want to know is... How when you guys were on Big Brother 10 and everything, and everybody loved that. I mean, the numbers were different too. What's the biggest difference, and what turned you on about it? What turned you off about it? And then I'm going to shut up and say bye. And I loved listening to you guys. Y'all fun.
Bye, Sydney.
Bye, sweet love.
The fact that when first on set. On set, okay, Julie Chen came out, right? And I thought, Julie Chen. I mean, it's Julie Chen. And I'm thinking set direction or manager, and I was thinking, she didn't even turn around. She didn't even turn around. Maybe they didn't want her to. And I was like, oh, my goodness. But anyway, of course, they brought her husband down, didn't they? Les Moonves with his, what was going on over there. And also, the show has favorites that they, in the diary room, they tell people, they tell guests, that to really pick Dan. I was like, are they telling me to pick him? I guess so.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, it's, I'm like, why would the show, but then again, it's a show. I mean, I had never been on a show or something,
but
series or
but
anything.
But, Rennie, the thing about that has long been rumored. There have been many, many Big Brother players say that same thing, that when they go in that diary room, they get information that they feel like is sort of leading them in one direction or another.
Yeah, well, I know for a fact that, I mean, I auditioned to get to that point and making cuts along the way, competing to outsmart, out whatever I had to do to get to that house. And it wasn't easy.
Right.
Right? But
right.
I did it, and some people didn't do it.
No, you did it. You fought hard. You hung around.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you went all the way to the final five.
Yeah, I realize now that I was never, this is true. Like, you realize that you are just being used, and of course, yeah, by those guys.
What would you have done differently?
I'm sorry?
What would you have done differently, seriously?
Well,
like you,
I would have put,
you know.
I would have put, well, I did. I put April and Ollie up, but when I had the chance, but Keisha kept, because she was with them, you see. She was with
right.
those
yeah.
guys. And she wasn't, she was all about, I thought she was different, but she wasn't. She was just about getting there to the end with Dan
right.
and them. And Dan, he was always trying to schmooze up to Keisha, sending her notes, doing this. And I'm like, this man, he is a woman back home? Please.
Mm-hmm.
He's so immature. He's still immature, I can tell you. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the way in Memphis, he was always about the, now, I must admit, the money, but which is really the point anyway, but I was about,
right.
I was, if you're not winning, you sometimes just have to move with the house. So, I mean, I was like, in some of those competitions, I was like, did these people, did they put all the rings they supposed to put in there for me? When I was
right.
in the competition for I think my tongue is lagging right now. When I was in this competition where you get on the bed and, like, I'm competing against Jesse, who's like a 20, how old was he, 20? 20, like, he's a beast, right? Like,
right,
with
right.
muscles. I swear to you, this is the God's honest truth. Go through honey? Honey? I swear to God, I was, like, so impressed with these people. I was stuck there like a friggin' fly. I have a phobia about honey, but I do like it. I could not believe. And then I turned around. That's another 100 pounds on me when I was going under the bridge. I was like, I'm never going to get out of here. So when I got on the bed, I swear to y'all, I had these fake nails on, which was really D-U-M-B, dumb. The fake nails, I'm trying to open up pillowcases, and the nails are just, they weren't, it wasn't happening. And I'm like, what, are you kidding me? I swear to you. And I could not find any of my pillows.
So you definitely wouldn't have had the fake nails. You would have gone back and not had the fake nails.
Oh, no fake nails. And guess what? Hey, guys, what? CBS, put a few more brown pillows on the bed so I might have a chance. Okay? And everybody was throwing pillows to friggin' Jesse. I was like, is this really happening to me? Of course they show me as a freaking clown with the clown music.
Yeah.
I came
you know,
out there, I was ready for competing, like with the swim hat. But honestly, it is what it is. I'm not going to cry.
I love you, Renny. The show was really fun, you guys. Y'all are wonderful. Right. Thank you all, everyone.
Well, we're glad you're here. We are really glad you're here.
Sydney, so
and
beautiful.
Rennie, I will tell you, I contacted a friend of mine who is a friend of yours and tried to get her to call in tonight, but I haven't heard back from her because she's done quite a few podcasts, but I tried to get JoJo on here tonight with you to
JoJo! That's a beautiful woman right there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I saw her in person.
Yeah.
I was like,
she's a really good friend, and actually, when you know she'd what's it been, Steve? A year and a half ago, she released a video that she was in. We debuted it on our podcast for her. She's just a really close friend, but I don't know, she must have something going on. She didn't see my message. I tried to get her on here for you though.
Oh, she's amazing. She's so beautiful and her figure.
Yeah, and
I know she's
crazy about you.
Oh yeah. She is really so beautiful. I was like, is this woman real? She looks like a doll. She looks exactly like a doll. And
yeah.
A figure. I was like, JoJo, really? Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That a woman could even look like that.
Yeah,
Rennie,
the thing is, she's probably you 20 years ago because she has the same personality trait.
Oh, no, I never had
traits.
A figure like that.
She has the same personality traits as you do, though.
Right.
You think alike.
Now, my mother used to tell me, she was so funny, she goes, Rennie, you're so beautiful, but it's your heart that's so beautiful, Rennie. And I said, Mama,
yeah.
Mama, like, in other words, she was my mother. She goes, no,
right.
I'm telling you. And she used to tell me, you could be a showgirl. You, Rennie, you could be, she knew. And she was just amazing, my mother. Yeah, she was so beautiful, my mother. She was gorgeous. Oh, my daddy, too. Oh, yeah. But she used to say...
Oh, Rennie, I guarantee you there are men all over the Internet who have looked at you and your pictures and said, oh, my God, I bet when she was 20, she was such a frickin' babe.
That's just, I'm just telling you how guys think. I'm just telling you how
really?
Guys think.
Oh, really? Well, one time, wait, I heard about this. And I was like, what did he just say, this guy? He was like with the fire department down here. He what? He went to bed with me. He is a liar. He never went to any bed with me. He's a liar. And people are like, that's what he's telling everybody. I was like, in his freaking dreams. In his freaking dreams.
And, you know, that's the other thing, Rennie, that's one of the things I don't like about people on the Internet. I don't like when someone says, you know, for your age, you look good. I hate that. You just look
good. For my
age? You just look good.
They can, age is real life. Now,
yeah.
Could I use some cosmetic surgery? Yeah. Of course. Before I die, I want to have my tummy tucked. I want to have this left, whatever. Whatever I feel like doing, I'm going to do. Okay? So,
yeah. Well,
that's the way it is.
But that's good.
When I was thinking about it today, and I'm thinking, I certainly have I know with all my heart, that I do have the, call it what you will, the talent and the skill to have a show. Because I see these guys over there, I'm like, even see, she's from here. They do not have it. Well, like, I don't watch them, really. Maybe other people do. But maybe it's some, I don't know if it's my age, but I think come on, Rennie, the talent, I really think that someone is actually born with it, a talent to talk to people, to be able to entertain them, to hold an audience. And honestly, this is what I believe. Do I go now? I'm in the streets all the time. I can walk in a room, and I can completely control that room walking in. Yeah. It's something that I have. Now, I don't know if it's the look, the way I walk in, but it's something that I have that probably my mother and father had it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm telling you, just like men, women, babies, people could be heterosexual, homosexual, whatever. People do, like, especially babies. It's true.
All right, I've got another good area we need to get into.
Okay, I'm talking too much about myself.
I want to see if Melissa has anything to add right now, question or comment or anything.
No, I don't have any questions, but Rennie, I just have to say you're one of a kind, girl. One of a kind.
Melissa, where are you from?
I am from Colorado.
Oh, my goodness. One of the most beautiful states. Oh, I was on top of, almost died there, though, with an avalanche.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing about us, Rennie. We have people from everywhere. Last week when Natalie did her pod, we had somebody call in from the Philippines.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yep, no lie. No lie at all.
No, when I was in Colorado on top of this pass, this mountain, with my father, I looked out, and I looked at my father, and he looked at me. He said that was his best trip. I took my father on a road trip. He absolutely loved it, and I'm so glad that I spent that time with him. But I went like this to my daddy. Well, I know there's a God anyway, but looking at that scene from that mountain with my father, something I'd never forget it in my lifetime, ever. What was I going to say? My daddy looked top of the mountain. He goes, what's wrong? It's like ice on the road, black ice, whatever. I said, what are you talking about? I'm not going to go fast, Dad. He goes, let me take the wheel, girl. I was like, what? Oh, my daddy driving a car. Now, that man could drive. Anybody that could get us down the mountain without chains on the tires with that black ice. Oh, God, I'm so scared.
All right, he was quite a man, my daddy. Let me get back to your season, Rennie.
Okay.
After all that happened with Mr. Hart, from that point on,
Ryan?
Ryan? From that point on, you sort of became a force, and you didn't You didn't get nominated again all the way up to the final five.
Each week you voted with the majority.
But it brings up a question about April and Brian.
Did you see that
they had to go? At least one of them or both of them, they had to go.
April and Ollie.
Brian Ollie.
She was very, very difficult to live with, and she was a beast up there on that wall. But she had to go because I couldn't stand living with her. Yeah, she was obnoxious. She OCD, all that stuff. Oh, please. Honestly, I said, who could live with this woman? There are so many thoughts that went through my mind. Do I... Like, it doesn't mean anything to me. Like, this is real life in a reality show. Like, I'm like, are these people really like this? Of course they are, a lot of them. Yes, a lot they play in the game, but a lot of them are like that in real life.
Right. Rennie, that's always the excuse that people use when the show's over. Oh, well, it was just a show, and that's how I was edited. I'm not really like that.
Oh, please. The toilet with 13 guests in the house going to the toilet? I used to open it and go, What the F? What is going on? And who can use this? Like,
nobody's ever heard of spray?
Heard of what?
Nobody's
spray?
Ever heard of spraying after they were
done.
Oh,
please. You need more than spray. You need dynamite.
you need. Yeah, Rennie said you needed TNT.
And I'm like that. They have cameras in there too, don't they? They have cameras everywhere.
They do.
You have to sign off. And I'm thinking, do you know how hard it is to be a 53-year-old woman? Your children are out there, your husband out there, to go to the stall and do number two when the camera's on you? Oh, please. Did I really just say that? Yeah, I did. Are y'all there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here.
You know, Ronnie, I think what you said earlier about the
number one was bad enough.
Guests,
okay.
what you said earlier about the house guests being exactly who they are outside of the house as they were inside the house, that literally is like one of the biggest questions that I think a lot of Big Brother fans have had over the past however many seasons, that the fact that they're edited in such a way, somebody could be edited as America's sweetheart, but yet be, you know, the biggest bitch in the West outside
I
of
think
the house.
You know what I think? I think the people, most of the people that I'm speaking, just from experience of being on the show with, you're thrown into this house, it's for entertainment purposes.
Right.
In a competition.
Right.
These people, you don't have any idea who they really are. But then you get to know them. Now, the first night I was there, I went, when April got up and went like that, feel her boobs, I was like, what? I have church ladies watching me right now. Some, right? Oh, I mean, come on, and Jerry gets up there, and he's the first to feel him or whatever.
Oh my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So that's how April got popular, just letting people mess with her boobs.
Well, and I'm thinking, he had grandchildren out there, and he did that on national. Did they show that? Yes, didn't they?
Yeah, they did show that.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Now, honestly, I thought to myself, OMG. I am on a show, and this just happened, the second person to get up? What is going to happen in this show?
Right.
Yeah, that's another thing Dan said. He, honestly, my husband was so, don't go there. He was constantly saying, he was getting in my bed, this young man, okay, jumping in my bed, not me jumping in your bed, okay? And then he made a remark in the feed that I was like, this, Liar. Terrible. I would never make a play for him. He is not my type at all.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't wash that bathing suit for like ever. Yeah.
But Rennie, you became a fourth.
Libra?
And you brought
honestly,
it down.
That woman needs to check herself. She was so, I'd say, jealous of me. She went through my clothes and was looking at sizes on my clothes.
Gosh.
Yeah, and then she said something like, she said about old people.
Yeah, that did come up. Let me ask you about that because there's videos out there and everybody saw it. Libra, when all of that stuff came up about the challenges, and Libra was saying, I was just trying to say, split it up evenly and don't put
the two older people on the same tribe. Oh.
Give me your thoughts about that. Was that a lie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolute lie. Anybody, did you watch how slow she is? Half the stuff spilled out. She was horrible. She caused so many problems in that house. She made alliances with she was horrible. It just has all... These are human beings. They're thrown in this house because you either auditioned or somebody picked you out all together And then it's real life about trying to get to the end with the money. Now, I say this. It's fine to compete. I like to compete. I've always been a person that liked to compete in games. If I haven't done it lately, it's because there's something more important than that. Now, where am I going with the senior moment? The deal is that you do not, it is not necessary, I do believe, even though it can get like that, to be, you can be being cruel. Why? You can play the game. But really, behind, I was like, he was so cruel. Even though I voted for him and made sure he was going to win, he was cruel. He was a cruel man. I don't care. That's what I say. He said something about
here's the thing, Rennie. The further it got up like that, I don't think you really have great feelings about Jerry, but as it got further into the game, it seemed like you didn't target him, and it was like, okay, I may want to keep him around. Was that the case?
With Jerry, everybody was using him. Everybody was using him. Now, I was trying to think and I just could not. I wasn't winning. I did the competition where they had never served a drink before. I'm like, what? I mean, open bottles. I mean, really, you could put a pill in there if anybody prescribed any pill. I mean, I'm not making excuses for myself, okay? But honestly, and now I figured out what I should do. But anyway, about the faces, okay? I was cooking, but honestly, I figured out about the faces. I don't know what was happening. I tell you, the director said it, the producer, whoever. I laid on the ground, and during that conversation, he says, "You quit?" I said, "No, I haven't quit. I'm taking a break." Are y'all there?
Yeah, we're listening to you.
I thought I lost y'all.
No. Well, let me throw another thing out to you about Jerry. After the season ended, did you have any communication? Did you kind of reconcile and say, we're cool, or you were like,
No, I don't
want nothing to do with you?
No, I wouldn't even talk to him either. In fact, I would not talk to him at all. Oh, no. And as far as Dan goes, because he's like the number one target, he totally, and I'm thinking that's just about right for him. He never said thank you. He never came over at all.
Wow.
Like, you're nothing now. And then they were calling the house. He was calling the house. Keisha would call the house. They thought the game was still on. No, the game is over. The game is over.
And see, that's kind of bad, Rennie, because in the end, you voted for him to win.
Yeah, I did. Because of Memphis
State. You would think he was sort of indebted to you to at least be
friend. He didn't speak to me at all. Like the night of the finale, whatever he won. Like, I pretty much said it loud and clear to them to vote him, because I didn't vote Memphis because of this one sentence he told me. I'll never forget it, because when I walked away from the pool, I said to myself, I would, all my life, I would lay down to my death, I will not vote for him after what he said to me. And I said to him in the pool, Nephis, you want to go upstairs and talk? He goes, there's something to talk about. That's after I won.
Wow.
The head of household. When he said that there was nothing that he and I needed to talk about, I said to myself,
jeez,
that's right. That's why you're not going to win.
Good gracious. That sounds like pretty dumb strategy. Somebody just won.
Yeah, but
HOH,
that's the kind of
person
he was.
And they tell you they don't want to talk to you.
Oh, please. I've read he's very, very successful with bars and stuff like that. I judge success not by materialism. I judge a person of success when one can give back to the world in ways of just a human heart. Okay? You can have all the money
right.
in the world. Look at all the movie stars that they've killed themselves with totally, like, a lot of money. They get involved in it's not about, yeah, it can buy you a lot of things. I mean, you can be up 1 minute at the top, and then you can drop right back down.
Yes. Amen.
In
That's
this
true.
Life, in this lifetime of mine, that can happen. Yeah. And look how the world has changed. Look how the world has changed.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Rennie. If you made it to the end with who was left at Final Five, who could you have beat and who would you have lost to?
I think I would have beat them all.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that they didn't want to take me because I really hadn't made that many enemies in the house. So they viewed me as a threat.
Of course.
Even though I didn't have that many, I don't think Memphis won anything. Did he win that car? But I said this before, the competition for the car, I was up in this Volkswagen, and they were going to break my leg.
Memphis, I think, won the face morph veto.
Yeah, Memphis
the one
won,
that sent you packing, I think.
Yeah, Memphis won 3 of the last 4 vetoes.
Memphis won, vetoes. He didn't, yeah, that's right.
Vetoes, Jay.
I'm sorry, I take that back. He didn't win head of household at all. But he did win.
Right, he won
vetoes. Correct. I'm telling you now, that is some hard stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah, not like I said, where were all my pillows? Where were all my pillows on the bed? You know where they
were?
All the way at the headboard, okay? All the way at the headboard. Because even with fake nails being turned backwards and my fingers killing me, I was throwing his pillows, Jesse, I think they were brown, off the bed. I don't, maybe they were green. Whatever I was throwing, people were saying, Jesse, pick that up. Like, they wanted, and he even said to me, I have to give it to him. He said to me in the bathroom, when I say bathroom, not the stall or anything, they do a lot of talking back there in the mirrors and everything. Anyway, he said to me, and I was like, you know, he gave me, of course I have, you don't have to put a piece of dynamite up me. I mean, off me, I'm sorry. You don't have to give me for a competition or I'm going to fight to the end a piece of dynamite to go at it. I'm going to go as much as I can. He said to me, when he was winning, like the honey stuff, and with all these muscles, and I was like, this guy doesn't even have a, he doesn't even have a freckle on him. Like, that's how his skin is. He said to me, you know, Rennie, you can still fight. You can still, and I'm like, I looked at him, and I'm thinking, that's not what I'm like anyway. That's what I'm like anyway. As far as a lot of people saying, you didn't really, no. They had made up their minds. When I didn't win the, was that skeet ball or whatever about those, oh, please. I was like,
it was
I think.
Final four.
Right?
I think it was the face morphing competition, because I remember you had a problem figuring out which that Jerry's face was one of the faces of the mutated
house.
Well, that's probably because she didn't want to remember Jerry's face.
No, I won a mental competition. I won a mental one, and that man went on his feeds and told his fans and everything that they threw me the competition. Liar. Liar. I won that fair and square. Don't try to take it away from me. Oh, yeah. I knew exactly because I knew all about Jesse. Okay? So, people can talk smack all they want, and then you have to try to... I wasn't trying to be friends with anybody after that. They had made up the Makisha, got the two guys, they were in the bedroom, down there, and she didn't come upstairs one friggin' time. Like I did when she won the head of household, like a slumber party. Nothing, nothing. I was up there by myself while she schemed with the two guys. Now, if you're far away from home in a house that nobody is going to talk to you or anything like that in that house, and then it's very, very difficult, but I made it. And then, of course, when you get out, you go, maybe it was the show. Maybe they're really not like that, but they are. They really are. Don't.
Rennie, do you think when you left and Memphis won the POV and he saved Dan, do you think
Jim?
Keisha had a chance to be in the final two. She could have beat either one of them.
No. No. That would be a no. No to that.
Okay.
She never had a chance. They were never going to take her, ever. She didn't believe it. She was playing, they were playing her like a fiddle, especially
right.
Dan.
She seemed,
don't
get me wrong. I like her. She's in Big Brother Whispers. But
it doesn't matter if she's in Whispers
kind
of, or not.
Yeah, she
I
seemed
like
kind
Whispers.
Of timid. She seemed kind of timid.
Timid? She was not timid.
Yeah,
Jim.
She seemed kind of like she was just kind of laid back and letting things happen and trying not to get involved and seeing how far she could go.
She was scheming the whole time. Now, what I had with her, people may not believe this. She may not believe it. I'm telling you the truth. In that house with her, because we were friends in the house. And
right.
I honestly can say, she can say, oh, Rennie's funny and all this stuff. She totally, I really cared for her. I'm not kidding you. I couldn't even believe it. They told me to make a message just in case she left. Honestly, that has to be one of the saddest goodbyes of Big Brother history if they ever showed it.
Wow.
It tore. Now, when I left, she goes, that was a hard one. That was a hard one? When you were scheming every freaking day of your life? Okay? When so-and-so won and you totally betrayed whatever reality there was in a reality house competition of, you totally left me in friggin' midair by myself in a room, okay, friend? You know what the saying is? Kiss me before I like to be kissed before, okay? You know what? Just come
like
show
that.
Your face.
I like that.
And lie.
I like that.
Or do something.
Listen, I want to bring one of our other odds on and my researcher, because Rennie, I promised him the opportunity to ask you this question tonight, because it's something he and I have always talked about how damn funny it is. And I know you didn't see it when it happened, but you saw it on the show and you've probably seen all the videos. So Tim Gross, get in here and ask her what we want to hear.
Tim, what's his name? Tim Gross.
G-R-O-S-S. He's one of the mods in Big Brother Whispers, too.
Wow. Oh, you have a question for me, Tim?
Yeah, I do. So.
Cool. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
All right. Good to hear that. So my question was, when you either heard about or first saw the clip of Jerry falling in the pool, what was your thoughts on that and, like, what was going through your head?
When I saw that,
I apologize right now, Rennie. I apologize. I cannot hear that without laughing my ass off at thinking about it.
I totally started laughing. I totally said, OMG. Did he break an ankle or something? OMG. Karma is a B-I-T-C-H.
You know, he's probably lucky he didn't.
Is he, how old is he now?
Rennie, I still think to this day, with watching reality TV, that is the funniest moment I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, are you ready? I'm going to tell you something, and I thought to myself, is this something wrong with his brain? I said to him, you were in the World War II? You know what he told me? Get ready, guys.
What?
Buckle your seatbelt. He said, I was in the Korean War, a real war. My father was in the turkey shoot. Never mind. Yeah.
Oh, God.
A real war. A real war. Are you kidding me?
That's a mighty big
war. War is war. But world, like my father, the flag draped his casket, and you're going to tell me a real war? Go back to school. Go back to infantry or whatever. Now, he did say, and I was like, how in the hell is this man going through this honey like that? And I asked him later. I didn't want anything to do with it. He tried it. Thought he didn't. He kept bothering April and Ollie. Like, honestly, they were having sex or whatever they were having. And he was like the third wheel. I mean, honestly, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Because nobody knows what I went through. I'm telling y'all, but you'd have to really walk those shoes of mine.
Did you ever go to him and say, look, look at all these other players. Look at who we're playing with.
We're the oldest two players.
We should probably try to stick together.
He really did a wrong judgment call on that. Maybe he could have won. Maybe he could have. Oh, yeah. He totally did not make a good judgment call on that. I went up there. I'm like, can't this man see what is going on? I said to him, put up those two guys. Oh, he was playing everybody. He played Keisha. He had crying. He was telling me, oh, please. The only chance he would have had probably would have been maybe me going to the end. But I probably would have beat him. I don't care about your marine crawl.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think of this all the time. I'm thinking, Rennie, because I can come down on the brutal truth of people. But there's no getting around that. That was, even though people said, it's only a game.
Right.
Have you been in there? Like, have you been in there? Have you been in that house to know? No, you haven't. So, even people that played it, oh, it's only a game. A game? This is real life in a game.
But it's for a lot of money.
not enough money. For sure.
But Rennie, do you look back on it now with how he acted and talked to players? Do you think he was kind of a bully?
Who, Jerry?
Yeah.
Or who? Jerry, I still think this man, honestly, he's been to war and everything. He just really, to me, he's nothing really to me at all. Nothing in the house was, he totally showed a true side of a man. Well, yeah, you could be a Marine. You could be a Marine, and guess what? You could be the worst person in the world, even though you were a Marine. Okay?
Right.
Because I've met a few, okay?
Well, Rennie, that's how it is. There are good doctors. Good pilots, bad pilots. Good Marines, bad Marines. That's just life.
Oh, yeah. Right, but I happened to come across him in the game. And everybody else who was, I mean, I don't see a point in it, but they never saw the bad side of me, I tell you. No. They wouldn't want to see it either. I did because I have always been, somebody said, Rennie, you remind me of your father. My father, I said, what was that? I know my father. Of course, he's dead and gone. I miss him every day, every second, every minute. They said, you're just like a little pit bull. But my mother was my mother was quite something, too. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway.
I know Steve has a couple of questions that he wants to ask.
Okay.
Yeah, Rennie, first off, I just want to say the wall competition, compared to what we have seen. Yeah.
They cheated me out of that. I totally, totally was up there on that wall, and they told me to jump. They told me to jump. I said, why? They said, oh, you took your hand off the rail. I was like, so? I'm still up here. They made me jump.
There's been other contestants that have taken their hands off before and yet have still been able to stay up
there.
They
totally said to jump. Now, I'm thinking, you know, I was like, which one? Who said, Brittany, how long are you going to be up here? I said, I'm going to be up here for days. Yeah.
I mean, you lasted an hour and 58 minutes. Maybe one
I'd
of the
still
longest
be up there
times
if they told me,
in quite some time.
Okay, I don't care if it's one hand. Okay, it's even harder with one hand. But to jump? Please. Please. Now, poor Michelle. Michelle's a beast. Michelle, she's very, very sweet. Now, she's sweet. She is sweet in real life. Michelle. Absolutely. Even though, like, she was, like, not... She is a person that is a real sweet person in real life. Okay?
Yeah.
So, there you have it. Now, I could go on and on about some of the things that happened to me in there. That's probably meant for a book, right?
Well, Jim did say you could write an entire book with everything you had to go through.
Oh
my God! I mean, your whole life story is a book, Rennie.
Oh my goodness! From the time I got into that house. Oh, it was like...
I mean, but it goes back further, Rennie, in your life. It goes back before then. And it goes to now, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But,
yeah.
I mean, you've lived a very interesting life.
It's not over yet, Jim.
Amen.
It's not over yet. I'm still writing chapters of my life. I'm still writing chapters. All the pain I've been in my life. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you something. Do you still have the beauty salon?
No. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to open a business.
So what are you doing now?
What am I doing now? I'm taking care of my husband with the knee. But I am a licensed real estate agent, specialist.
Right.
I'm a licensed hairstylist. Okay.
Right.
And I'm a licensed master of wit. Well, you can't say a word any longer, but entertainment galore. Yes. When I say entertainment, I don't need to take off any clothes, okay?
Right.
To entertain people. A good laugh is good. Wit is good.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
I am
Tim.
Best at being myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tim, another question for Rennie.
Yeah, I think the next thing I wanted to ask you about was the Keisha's birthday fight, because that's probably one of the most iconic moments in Big Brother history right there. Can you walk us through the Keisha's birthday fight and, like, what was going through your mind during all that?
Her birthday?
Yeah.
Keisha's birthday.
Wait, let me get something to drink, y'all. I need to get some water or something.
Okay.
All right.
Wait a minute. Who's this down here?
We'll wait on you. We'll wait on you.
Hold on.
Melissa,
oh,
you still there?
Look who came in to visit. Look who came in to visit.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sparky
okay.
Martin, my son. Tell him what you thought of Jesse when you said, and they said, no, you can't say that on TV.
Hello? How's it going?
Hey.
I think my mom was talking too much. She's coughing.
Oh, my God. Your mom?
If you can believe it or not, she might talk a little too much. Every time we go out to eat.
Is Rennie your mom?
That's my mom.
Rennie, did you hear this?
What's that?
You have a son on here now.
That's my mom. She's an Italian mom, and anytime anybody, even if they're just joking about me saying something cross or otherwise, she'll get on them.
Well, that's a good mom.
Yeah.
That's a good mom. And that's how, you know what, that's how all of the fans would think Rennie would be.
Yep, that's it.
Don't mess with my boy.
That's right.
Wait, Do not go there. my son will be. Wait, let me get something to drink, Pat.
Rennie, this guy says he's your son.
Yeah, she was talking about Jesse. I don't know if I can curse on this, but when they came over here to my house in New Orleans and they filmed me, my dad, and my sister's reaction. First of all, they didn't really get good footage of my dad because he curses like a sailor, so they couldn't use any of his footage. And then as soon as I saw this dude for the first time, because it was uncut footage, I've never seen it, and it was Jesse, like, talking crap about my mom. And then, you know, I cursed him out, and they're like, oh, we can't use that. Say something else. Like, and then I said something else, and, like, I don't know, can I curse? Anyway.
Just tell him what you said. I mean, that's... I don't know. Just tell him what you said.
I don't know. I mean, I was like, this guy's a fucking pussy. He's a douchebag. And they're like, no,
I didn't know you were going to say all that.
I thought you said I cursed.
Jeez, I didn't know you were going to say that.
Oh. Anyway, so they couldn't use that, and then we ended up saying, like, prima donna or weasel. And my friends were like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you had one chance, like, national TV to, like, curse out Jesse, and that's what you came up with.
But they told you
that. That was, like, number five take. Like, anyway. But, yeah, to see my mom on the show, being such big fans, it was crazy. It was a surreal experience, and people still recognize and see her and love her.
Tell them how we watched.
Let me ask you a little bit about that, because it's kind of interesting to fans.
Uh-huh.
When family members have someone that go on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with it? How was it for you?
It wasn't easy. It was hard on all of us, but especially my dad. I mean, their bond is so close. And it was just so hard for us to watch my mom on TV, because you can't reach out to her, and like, we're very close and connected. Our whole family, we're a very tight knit unit. So like, when we couldn't tell her, like, focus on this, like ease up on this, and don't ruffle too many feathers or something. But
right.
she played it exactly how I imagine, and I mean, she's a very vivacious woman. So some people either like her or they don't, but you know, take it for what it is. That's who she is, and so that she finally, you know, got into her groove and did her thing. But no, watching her on TV, it's just hard because we wanted to reach out and tell her how much we loved her and how proud of her we are, and. But yeah, it was a surreal experience. I mean, it was tough.
Well, with how it turned out, even though she didn't win, you had to be very proud of her.
Oh, absolutely. The fact that she made it on the show is just unbelievable, and it's like winning the lottery, and everybody knows her, and like it's my mom. I mean, everyone loves her, and she is who she is, and so.
Tell them how y'all said, who was it? It was y'all, right? To go try out for the show.
Yeah, well, at first, cause it was me and my sister kind of pushing her, and my mom was like, I think I can do Survivor. I'm like, You know, Mom, you really got to survive out
there. No. You don't want to do Survivor. That's too hard.
So she's like, what the hell are you talking about? You're saying I can't do it? I can do anything. I'm like, yeah, but you got to, like, be in a jungle and, like, you know, you got to really survive. And, you know, you like to have your hair done and your nails and you like to be glitz and glam.
Do Survivor. They don't give you peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on Survivor.
Right. So then we started steering her to Big Brother, and it really was me and my sister, but especially my sister. We pushed her to Big Brother, and then the rest is history.
Yeah. And going back to that experience, when it was airing on TV, and you're going about your day-to-day business, going to work, going around town, seeing people, and they know this is your mom.
Yeah.
How did everybody feel? They
were blowing my phone off. It was hard to focus at work. I told my bosses, like, look, my mom's on the show. I got to watch some of this feed. They got into it. My friends got into it. They're, like, playing, like, a mini fantasy, like football, but, like, Big Brother. Like, everybody's, like, everybody was glued in and, like, so proud of my mom, like, my hometown, Rennie,
are you surprised you got another call?
Jim, listen, my son is so talented. He can do impressions. He has to take this call.
Is this not a proud mom and grandmom we're seeing all night long?
I tell you, that's one thing you don't do in this lifetime. One thing you don't do with me, you never, ever cross me with my child, ever. Because guess
what? Amen.
You will feel the wrath.
And
everybody knows that about me.
Rennie, I will say he sounds very articulate about all of this. Like, he totally understands what was going on.
Oh, yeah. Right. But, no, I want to say, whoever thinks, and I don't know why, people have tried to cross me and then hurt my child. Are you kidding me? Me? Of Sicilian inheritance? Inheritance. Listen to me. Thank you, Daddy. That was my daddy. No, my mother, okay, like, I have a legacy in my family, Sicilian, okay? Now,
yeah.
So I was out at this shop the other night. I'm talking a lot better, believe it or not, because I'm talking a lot. Somebody said to me, I was like, people are unbelievable. Some people try to take advantage of people all the time.
Oh,
like
they do.
Chick,
yeah.
She came out of I go to park. She comes running out of this bar. It's a dive. You can't even see anything in there. Okay? She goes, you can't park there. I was like, why? She goes, you cannot park there. This is in front of our business. I said, listen, shoo-shoo. Like, where do these people come from? You're on the street, okay? This is a strip
exactly.
mall. People in there. Since forever. They don't have a sign out there. Like, these cones that you put up. I'm going to, like, call the city on you now. Get back in there, okay? She has a black eye. Really? Please. Don't go there. And I'm like,
right.
It amazes me how some people will just want to annihilate you by either using you, or I'm like, I'm minding my own affairs. This is the problem, you see. It can be, for me, that people will I don't know why. Maybe they don't have a life. I have no idea. They're just destroying stuff.
Yeah.
Like, or it could be like somebody tries to break in line. That happened one time. One time.
Yeah.
Okay. I said to this woman, are you kidding me? What are you doing? You're not breaking in line. Oh, please, don't go there. Don't go there. It's amazing. So, anyway, how long are we on
yeah.
for, Joe?
Well, and if your son's still out there, I am so glad you called in. You provided very, very good stuff about your mom, and that's stuff that fans need to hear about her. So I'm glad you decided to do that.
To do what, Jim?
Called in very good information about you.
Well, all I can say is one. You never know. Harm can come to anybody at any time within your own family. Oh,
yeah. It could.
Yeah, and usually, some of the times, it does.
Yeah, they choose to do that, it could.
Now, when I was on this show, to me, I... been through so much pain. No, I don't need to say, I need to write about it. With a sister, a half-sister, yes. And then when I was on the show, a cousin who was the black sheep of the family anyway, decided that he was going to reel in, like, all kinds of nasty bad things about me. And I was like, I didn't find this out until the fans sent me. I swear to God, he's a first cousin of mine. Listen, he's nothing. He's a slug. I'm telling you what he tried to do. And I was like, did y'all not sue him? Did y'all not sue him for what he said? And he also said, this nasty, it's true, it could be a family guy. He hoped I drowned in a pool, in the pool? Are you kidding me? Oh, and he walks around town, and people know, listen, there's not enough room in this town for he and I. Absolutely
right.
Not. So.
Right.
Listen, my life, okay, and I'm still standing, the amount of betrayal that was done to me. God, I feel like Judy Garland. It's true, because when I tried out for Big Brother, I had was going through so much pain, and I still managed to move forward in this competition and competing at all levels. Oh, yeah. I said to myself, whatever I do, I am going to make it to the end and be on that show. And guess what? The ones that tried to take me down, be a sister, half-sister, just turn on the channel. Turn it on, the TV, so you could see me. Yeah, uh-huh. And I'm thinking, you know, I kept this in on the Big Brother show. Honestly, it was like, I was in, that's why I say at the end, to Julie Chen. This show made me, I was a different person already, but I was a hell of a lot different person. when I walked out of there.
Right.
Living with 13 people that you don't know who they are, what they're going to do next.
Yeah, or their personality,
like
how they are.
When one has been through, and like I tell you, a pain from a child, okay, and you've been through that kind of pain, you build up a wall because you, when somebody hurts you, you don't go around for seconds. Yeah. You really do not do it because it's
right.
Not good, because you will get hurt again. So I'm going off onto my psychology, the phases of life, and how fragile one can be, and people take advantage of people. Do not try to take advantage of me, because you're not going to win. Because when I am so strong. I am so strong, it amazes me sometimes. Oh, yeah. That's why I tell you, anybody that tries to cross my children, and with lies, too, it's just, don't go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
and,
if
and
I...
And we all deal with
I'm
that.
I'm sorry if
yeah.
I intruded on anybody's...
No, we all deal with that. Any of us that have kids and stuff, I mean,
no,
that's
the,
something that's...
For the most part, Rennie is...
That,
Rennie
that's,
is...
That's something that's very personal, and if you do share something, it's good, but treat it like that, because most people don't share a whole lot of personal stuff because of how the internet is.
Well, I can share it because it happened to me. It's real. I'm authentic. And I speak the truth about it.
Right.
And I will always stand for the truth. And the truth of my children, too. Because that's how I raised them. So, I'm a very...
Yeah.
I'm also a very, very... Yo, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let
me ask you about this again. I think it kind of came up earlier a little bit, but let's get really into it. How the game is now, how they cast the show. They are trying very hard to cast the show with equality between races. And then we ended up seeing a season where there was a entire black alliance called the Cookout that took over the game and dominated. And in all honesty, some of them did it just because they were black. What
well,
do you think
what,
about
what
that?
You,
what do you,
you
think
you,
about that?
The one reason a person should, when they're competing, to try, and it's a competition. When you are competing, there shouldn't be any color involved. It's choosing the person that is a factor or a piece of a puzzle for the show. That's
okay.
How, that's different personalities you have together. Wait, who is this guy? Wait, he was like a former or something. I thought he was. He's forming the Dell. Who's that? What? I don't know how he got so much control. I mean, really. But that's the show when they brought the judges on. I got a call, and they said to sit tight. Sit tight for the. These, and I'm thinking, okay. This is not fair. This is not fair play. That is not fair play. I really don't think so.
Okay.
Now, bringing someone in that would I have gone? Yeah. Would I have gone? Yeah. I would have gone. And I'm like, yeah. I would take
right.
what I know from the game and use it. Okay? However, the one thing when casting a show, you have to get people in this puzzle that fit the pieces. Now, there's been people on there. I'm thinking, how in the hell did they end up on a show? Really?
Well, it's kind of weird, Rennie, because when they, it's like CBS was trying to make a stance, and they did it with Survivor too. They're trying to make a stance to where they are being equally fair and casting certain numbers of minorities.
Well, casting
because
shouldn't be about...
In the past, they've casted, like, you know, 9 or 10 white people and only a couple of black people. So now they're trying to correct that. But the question becomes, are those black players taking advantage of it and they're all hooking up to where... they make a big, powerful alliance just because they're black.
Well, white people make a big, powerful impact, too, with their alliances. I feel that people that are chosen should be chosen by what the competition or the requirements are. How do you meet that? That's the way that you should cast people. That's what I believe. So it's not for me, like, I don't look at it as... it, to me, it's a show, but a show is not good if it's not entertaining. That's in the entertainment business. It's to entertain, right? So,
well,
they've cast a lot of people, and I'm thinking, I don't understand.
Rennie, that's been the question come up about Big Brother. If they're going to keep casting like this, and you're going to keep having a predominantly racial alliance, whether it's black, white, whatever, are you messing up the game a little bit?
Well, they try to... no, whoever played this old, like, on me, like, I'm the oldest woman, not young. of what age I am. If I make the show because I made it because I competed... Good for me.
Right.
So, anyway, my husband's doing that. How much? You gotta talk. Anyway. Okay. I've been talking too much, guys. Really.
No, you have not. You have not talked enough.
You have not.
Oh my goodness.
We want to hear you a little bit longer before we have to log off.
I certainly didn't want to be the last one. I did not want to be the first one out of that house. And I said to myself, Rennie, honestly, this jerk put me up. What a fool. Okay. So now I've got to wiggle my, change my strategy totally. What's her name, too? I'm calling them all out, really. Angie? She, when I got back home and looked at the tapes from this, what all that was done, and I saw, I knew it about her. She was such a dog towards me. Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I knew that about her. I knew that about her. And she would act so sweet in front of my face, like helping me make a biscuit. And I'm like, she was conniving so much against me. And, of course, you know, that's the game. Everybody's trying to cut one another's throat. But seriously? Like, when I saw some of the stuff she was doing outside with the frickin' puppet, with her friend, Brian. Oh.
Yeah,
and
but
Steven?
But Rennie, you were such a force making it all the way up to five where you were very involved with how the game ended.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now I told Jerry, you SOB, when he did that with the you know what he said? Nobody would take you to the end because you'd win over them. I was like, this man, really. It's harder than people think. It's such a psychological game. Really?
Yeah,
like
it
the
is.
It's
really psychological and social.
I was like, I'm laying in this bed going, it was torture for me. Torture to lay there like a dog thinking, and I wanted them to think she's not a threat, but for me to lay in a bed like that all day, every day, to get
Sonny,
that
how long?
Go ahead, Steve.
How long after the show ended did it take for you to readjust to outside life? Because, you know, we've heard many former, not just Survivor, but also Big Brother players that have said, you know, sometimes having been in the house for as long as you were, you know, sometimes there's quite a bit of an adjustment period to. Sometimes, you know, there are some contestants who are, you know, months away from their season having ended and they still haven't fully readjusted.
It took, well, I was gotten a call from this woman that had a show. Somebody called from her producer. Bonnie Hunt, she had a show. And wanted me to come on her show after I got out of the Big Brother house. And the Oscars were there, too. I was so, like, psychologically, and I hadn't seen my husband. And I'm thinking...
You were bitter. You were still bitter.
No, I was... When I walked out of there, psychologically... I could still go on to a show because she had really liked me on the game. And then I turned them down, and then the next person that they chose was Dan. But I turned them down. And then I flew straight to Cabo San Lucas with my husband and slept for 3 days at Las Ventas. I slept for 3 days.
Nice. Cabo
okay.
San Lucas, nice.
Oh, yeah. In that hotel, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's nice.
night, it was to be out of the, and then you had to, remember, you have to go to the jury house. Remember,
right,
you're like,
right,
you're a loser. You have to go to the big the jury house where Libra, this woman is absolutely crazy. She was still trying to tell me stuff. Like, you can't take a bath in that big tub. Get out of here, woman. Get out. I mean, I'm like, is this for real? Is this for real? Yeah.
The last thing you want after leaving that house is having to continue to hear stuff coming, like orders coming from somebody like Libra or anybody.
Well,
for that
they
matter,
had a
Michelle
and I got into
that.
An argument, and they had to call security. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh
wow.
Yeah. And do you really want anybody to tell you? Or anybody there, oh, you should have done this. Oh, you should have done that. What? Get out of here with that BS. Get out of here with that. The game, we still have to vote for somebody to win that money. Did he deserve it, even though I voted for him? No, he didn't. He got to the end, but let me tell you something. It wasn't without gutting me, I'll tell you. Oh, he was horrible. He was horrible. I always told him.
You brought up something else that's interesting. How did it go at the jury house? Did you guys get along, or was there still bitterness?
There was no bitterness on my part after leaving a game, a competition. There was absolutely, like, these are people that are out of the house. That's how they're going to act. I mean, the game is over. The game's over,
right.
Okay?
Yes, and you're out.
Okay.
You're gone.
Oh, I honestly, I'm trying to think who were the people in that house. Brian, he was shaking like a leaf.
Rennie, did you guys talk amongst each other, like who you thought was playing the better game, who you should probably vote for at the end?
Oh yeah, like people were voicing their opinions, and
okay,
I just knew, for like I told you, I don't care. I said to myself, when Memphis said to me, he did not have to talk to me at all, like we're talking game or anything. Guess what?
Bad move.
That was on with me. There was no way
bad.
I would. What it mean that? Like I said, he's a very successful man, but however,
yeah,
that one line.
But that,
and guess
that,
what?
That was a bad move.
Oh yeah, like I'm like in my lifetime, I could still, if I ever see him, I see that line. Like
right.
you don't have to talk any game for me, with me. I just saved your big ASS. Yeah, that's right. Use me some more. Oh, they were always in
right.
school for hours and hours and hours. I mean, always. Oh.
Yeah.
Couldn't get rid of them.
I know. I understand. I get it. Tim.
Now, when you,
Tim,
when
you
have a
Tim,
woman.
Tim, you got anything else? Tim, you got anything else for Rennie?
Well, I had asked the question earlier, but I don't. remember. I don't think it got answered, but it was about the
Wait, I didn't answer anything that you asked?
Yeah, you went.
You probably missed it because of me saying something.
Yeah, it was either that or you.
What was the question?
Yeah, it was about the Keisha's birthday fight.
Okay, I remember it now, Tim. Yeah, well, I don't think we got into that. Oh, it was about really, like, she was my friend, baking her a cake, because she really was my friend. And guess what? In my mind, in reality, it's just something that happened.
Yeah.
Right? It's just something I connected with her on a level of a capacity. I didn't know it. I knew that it was real for me. And guess what? She so played that along until the guys got in the bedroom. Yeah. And that was it.
Wow.
Like, you're nothing. You're nothing. Well, guess what? And then I'm thinking, I got home and I had people saying, oh, my God, you know how many times we voted for you to win America's Favorite?
So, like,
yeah,
oh,
do you think it was just because of that?
Wait, what? Do I think it was fixed?
Do you think there was a lot of talk about her winning America's Favorite just because it was her birthday?
Listen, I don't believe that at all. About
okay.
Jerry was the winner. Keisha was the winner. I'm like, what?
I'm telling you, Jerry won because he was so clumsy.
Clumsy? That's not all he was.
Yeah, I mean, fans just like clumsy because he was so outspoken, said stuff he shouldn't say. And
well,
he was clumsy walking around, falling in the damn pool.
He was also presented as the...
They give him the phone call to his wife, who is, I think she was, at the time she was in a wheelchair. But he's touching Brett on national TV.
The problem with him is that he was presented as the lovable old guy.
The thing about that,
Steve, was he was presented as the lovable old guy, but he turned it into being sort of an asshole with the way he talked to people.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. That's the thing, though, that's the reason why he won America's Favorite.
These stories that he used to tell April and Ollie, okay, after they had relations or before,
yeah.
I have been around the world. Believe me when I tell you, I have been around the world. And I thought to myself, this man is so crude. I honestly, where did he go being a Marine? Did he go to which the beach over there somewhere where there's nothing but... Never mind. I better not say it. Pimp doors?
Here's the thing, Rennie. It's so telling that from that cast, the two oldest players, a male and a female, and we have a female that still to this day can't say anything good about the male. So that has to speak to something.
Now, the reason it was, and wait, she told me that. I think she did, that she did not vote for me to be head of household. Keisha, she voted for Jerry.
And you know, And maybe I just can't find him or I haven't seen him, but Jerry is kind of vacant on social media.
He was vacant then. He was vacant then for me. A man like that. A man in my presence like that. Really.
Tim, you got to be loving this. You got to have more stuff.
Now, they had said
I had brought to the house
a red baby doll outfit, okay, where you show the legs, everything. No, not everything underneath it. I'm just saying it was like a real sexy lingerie thing. And I thought to myself, well, you never know about, like, if I want people to just walk out. And then people go, oh, Rennie just walked out. So I brought something like that. Obviously, they knew it. They wanted me to put that on, go upstairs and ring the bell or go in Jerry's room with that on and play him like show him my sexy side.
They were trying to force the two oldest members of the cast to look like they were hooking up whether they were
Guess
or not.
Guess what? That would never happen. Not
right.
my life,
I understand
Don.
That. I understand that. But that's what they wanted.
Honestly, that's kind of disgusting on production's part.
Yeah.
To me, it's kind of disgusting. To me, it's disgusting because I know Rennie would have never been a part of it.
Well, to me, of course, anybody like my husband, my son. I mean, where do these men come from? Where do these kind of people come from? Their mothers
must
have raised them. And the girls,
I don't even know what happened to that guy.
And guess what?
That.
Those girls, too. Are you pretty much going to prostitute yourself into a room, take bubble baths, and do that with this man? They couldn't even force me to go up there in that negligee.
Yeah.
No. So, anyway, y'all, I really don't even have a stutter anymore, actually.
Well, no, I mean, we totally understand what you're saying, and I think probably 99% of the viewers agree.
Yeah. Well, I could say a lot, really. I could say a lot. And
well, say it.
Yeah.
Say it. Talk.
Yeah.
Talk to
I
me.
I will.
Talk to me, Rennie. Talk to me.
Listen,
say it.
Listen, y'all become, I don't know how these perverts got on my freaking, I had to get rid of these people. I don't even know where they're coming from, okay? Like, do people think, I am not a stupid woman by any means of the imagination.
Right.
Like, don't send me your lieutenant or all these men. Are you kidding me? From Patong Beach or whatever. That's where Jerry's been. I'm getting off, y'all. I totally.
No.
You never know what you're going to say.
This guy tried
to screw me out of a bot in Thailand. Are you kidding me? Do I look like a woman you're going to now rip off? Because I'm an American over there. A great place, by the way, the banyan tree. Oh, fabulous. You're going to try to rip me off for gas? Are you serious? This was way, I'm trying to think what year it is. And I said to him, I cannot tell you the words that he used on me. I was like, I don't care what you say. You will not get that American money from me. Do you understand me? He didn't even speak English or anything. So I told him, wait, the scooters are lined up now. My husband said to me, give him the money. We are in another country. We're in another country. And sometimes it has happened where they stick their hand in. That was in Costa Rica. They stick their hand in and do that to your seatbelt and want your passport, and they want some money. And I told my husband, I am not doing it. I am not doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just get rid of those people. There's no need for them.
When we went back to the hotel,
that guy
was still cursing
Rennie,
me out.
I go through that. I have people on my Instagram. I have people on Facebook and Twitter. They all
come to me, honestly, and my
mod can tell you because I normally post it where they can see it with all this bullshit, and that's what it is. It's bullshit. And they're eventually trying to lead you down a road to where they can get some money out of you.
Please. Anyway, while I'm at it, I don't know what happened to somebody hacked into my, like, I need to start doing Instagram. I need to start doing Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook. I have a lot of friends. Like, people are lined up for the Facebook friends, but Twitter, where? Become a friend. Rennie Martin at Twitter.com. Instagram.
Well, TikTok.
Here's
the thing that was amazing to me. When we were communicating through all of this, and we've spoken before, back through the years, because you've been in Big Brother Whispers. I mean, you know me. I know you. When we were going through this, you were always like, send it to my email. Okay. Yeah, I'm interested. Send that to my email. Send that to my email. And I kept sending shit to your email, and you never replied to your email.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, Jim.
I'm like, I'm sending all this shit to her email, but I still just talk to her on Facebook, so I don't know what the deal is.
Wait a minute. Don't even go there. That might be like the time moment with Dan and Memphis.
I'm just
that
telling you.
That is freaking funny.
I was trying to do what you told me to do, and I kept sending stuff to your email, And I would always go back to Facebook and say, okay, I sent it to your email. I sent it to your email. I sent it to your email.
This guy was weird last night, Jim. He went like this.
Go, hey, do this. Go check your email.
Oh, you sent me an email? You sent me an email, Jim?
I sent you quite a, hey. I've sent you quite a few, Rennie.
Oh, my. Listen, I'm telling you now, talking to my brain, really, I am telling you, my brain moved back and forth.
I know,
I know. I didn't
hit
my head.
And I told my producer, I think she asked for email stuff, but she really won't pay attention to email stuff, so we'll see, because I know she talks to me on Facebook, and we got each other's phone numbers, and this, you know, we'll get it done. It's going to happen. We'll get it done.
What the hell? Like, Jimmy, you're funny. Okay, honestly,
check your email.
I'm back to the stutter.
No, don't stutter. You're not going to stutter.
When you have been through a lot of pain when you're young, believe me, you don't look at life so, I can't even think of the word now. You look at life a different way.
You survived? Maybe it's that you survived.
I'm a survivor. Absolutely, I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. And guess what? It would take a lot to bring me down. It would take a lot to bring me down.
I don't think there's enough to bring you down.
This guy the other night, where was he? Now I'm getting a stutter back. He was like, I'm thinking, is this guy stoned or something? What is wrong with him? He was trying to over-talk me, saying sort of weird stuff. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And this chick that he was with. She so liked how I told him that. Yeah, he was. I honestly meet all kinds of people, and I love people, but some people are really, really out there.
Right. Right.
Now we're not talking. This guy, believe me, he did not have, because mental illness is a disease. He was just like that. Believe me what I'm telling you. And some guy said
okay.
he was trying to hog the conversation because, okay, who cares? I lived in New York for a while. I don't care if you're from New York. I love New York. New York.
Yeah.
I do. New York is like my favorite, one of my favorite cities. He started talking about, my birth name is Lorenza, about mafia, all kinds of stuff. And then he said, you need to watch it, or whatever he was talking about, because he saw The Godfather. Okay, like, that's like one of the movies of all time that you better, like, not me, but in general, like, he was trying to brag now because he knows a lot about it. You don't know half about The Godfather. Because I've talked to Al Pacino. I've told y'all this. Okay? I talked to Al Pacino. For that, honestly, and it wasn't about The Godfather.
Great actor.
A horse's head. I went like this. You need to watch it. You could end up with a dead fish in newspaper, dude. Okay.
Yeah, but that was a great scene.
Oh. Now Robert De Niro, he tried out for that, the original part with Al Pacino was young. What did he get? Godfather 2?
They did. Yeah, three, Godfather 2. I think they did three.
There was no one other than Al Pacino that could play that and have the lasting. There wouldn't be any Robert Redford, anybody. No, Robert De Niro, no. He was meant for that role.
Yeah, he was.
He didn't even see somebody else doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of like Scarface, too. Like, I don't see anybody else who could have played Tony Montana.
Like
Pacino.
Right.
That movie, and of course it made Michelle Pfeiffer a star. That was her role of a lifetime. I mean, she nailed that role. They didn't want her initially. Yeah, she nailed that role. So, I got to tell y'all good night, guys. I can talk to y'all for days and days. Send me an email.
Rennie, let me ask you one more question before you leave.
Okay.
And this is the question all fans always ask. if you were asked, would you play again?
If I was asked to play again, haven't been asked to play again. Well, somebody said sit tight for the judge or whatever. They should be so lucky, okay, is to ever have me on that show again.
Okay.
That's what I say.
All right.
Guess what? I've watched it many times. It's one of my favorite shows. And people still across this country tell me, when I've been traveling, that I am, that's the truth. I'm just telling you what they tell me.
Yeah, right.
I don't think, why would somebody lie about it? They're not going to.
Exactly. Okay.
And I love the fans.
All right.
I love the fans.
Thanks.
And I love when somebody says, oh, my, you look like, oh, you, are you? Yeah. And then they say, I love this. I love this.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of attention. Yeah, you get a little bit of attention.
Wait. Oh, yeah. But when I say this, they'll say, always, this is always, always, always. Oh, my God. Either it could be the friend, the good friend, the aunt, because I have fans that they've been watching me since they little boys and girls with their parents. Oh, yeah. And I'll say, call them up. Now, don't tell them who it is. I absolutely love that. Because when they get on the phone, and believe me, I'm just like, no, that was just a tad of a human being on a show in the global arena. I say to them, oh, come on, you don't know who this is? And then I'll do some things that I'm known for. And they go, oh, my God, wait. Is it? Yes, it is. And then they get a good
you.
Laugh.
It's you. It's you.
I love that.
Good deal. Good deal.
If I can make somebody's life just a little better by a smile, or it doesn't put me out at all. Now, does it happen all the time? No, but I can tell you right now that I was sitting at a Chinese restaurant in a booth, and we were ordering, like, wontons or whatever, pot sticker. Somebody said, oh, my God, that sounds exactly like Rennie from Big Brother. And I stuck my head out of the booth, and I said, it is.
Hey, it's me.
I love taking a photo with him.
But see, Rennie, that's the thing. If you can have an effect on one person like that, it's a good thing.
They had a party up in New York, and I flew to New York that JoJo was in. And the plane was late. It was a frigging nightmare, and the party had ended. And all the house guests were going to Brooklyn to stay in this house. I'm like, I miss the fans. And some people saw me outside and they go, oh, that is Rennie. And I'm trying to talk to, oh, please. And then we went to the house in Brooklyn. You have these guests that were at a party. And now you have different people from different seasons. What was her name? She was the Beast. The chick that won, what was her name, about 2 years ago? Oh, I can't think of her name. She used to wear hair in a top knot all the time. She was a beast. Oh,
Tim,
remember. Say some of the winners, y'all.
Was it the last three, four years. Like Casey to me.
Huh?
I was saying it sounded like you were describing Casey. You said she won two years ago?
And who was there? Matthew, who said something about the grandma being dead or something? I was hanging with Matthew. Rennie said, Rennie, it is like 5:30 in the morning, and you're still hanging. And I said, I'm from New Orleans. I can hang for days. And he just looked at me. He was so shocked.
And you
can.
Kevin
was there.
You're like that. You can do that. You're like that.
Kevin was funny. I walked in the house. I was like, because you don't know, this is now a house in reality. In reality, with house guests that were on a show, a reality show, in a house in Brooklyn. How many were there? And I, like,
yeah,
walk in the kitchen, and all these reality stars from the show were there. Like, I don't know how many they were. 10, maybe? I don't know. I remember, maybe, but the one thing that sticks out of my mind is when I walked into the kitchen, Kevin totally had Justice boxers on, a brief. And this man's physique, how old is he? I mean, he's up there, isn't he? And I said, what the
heck? I think he's
in
his 60s at least.
On?
Yeah,
what?
I think Kevin's
going
a little,
on in
I
here?
Think Kevin should be a little older than that.
Wait, I was like, what is going to happen in this house? What is going to happen? But anyway, JoJo was there. I mean, it was freaking amazing. It was amazing how you could take these people from a reality show, bring them to a house in Brooklyn. Now they're going to have their own reality. It's not even on a show. Oh, it was like the best time ever. Ever,
right,
ever.
Right. That's how those events go. I mean, that's how those events go, Marini.
I'm going to tell you guys good night because I could talk and talk and talk, and I wasn't. I need to be a little bit funnier next time. I just went off.
Yeah, look. Look, we definitely want to have you back again because you're so good. And maybe the next time we have you back, we have a guest or two and make it even more fun for you.
Cool. Cool. I'm always up for fun. But like I said, my brain is like forward and backward. Forward and backward. Forward and backward.
Yeah. Yeah.
But shout out to all my fans across the in the frickin' world.
Right, right.
Somebody said, oh, God,
right.
Rennie, please, Rennie, come up to Canada, please, for the big one.
And everyone in Whispers really appreciates you. They love that you're part of the group and the community, and
always,
they love
shout
this
out
podcast.
To the Whispers. Shout out to Whispers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
y'all make my day.
Oh,
like I'll go
every,
on there and
every,
go, oh,
every
Whispers,
time every
you.
Time I make a post in that group and I tag your name, you show up. So that's kudos to you.
Listen, I thank you so much for having me on, Jim and Reggie, and who am I forgetting?
We had Steve. We had some family
Steve.
Members. We had Tim. We had Melissa.
Yeah, yeah. Melissa.
I mean,
right.
We had Reggie. I think Melissa's
right.
Still on here. I think Melissa's still on here.
Yeah,
Melissa,
JB's been on also. He's been listening.
I'm still hanging, honey.
Yeah, I thought I heard JB's voice.
JB.
Yeah, you had a guy on here after you tonight named JB.
JB? He was
after
me. How do you know? How do you know, Jim?
Because I know JB. He's from Cincinnati.
JB. Cincinnati, JB, shout out to you. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, my goodness, JB. Oh,
I've only known Jim for like about 18 years, that's all.
One day I'm going to have lunch with you. I'm going to have lunch with y'all. And I'm going to go to New York.
Thanks again for a great podcast tonight. Rennie, thanks again for a great podcast tonight. And we will do it again, whether it's just you or with other friends, which we can arrange. But you were fantastic, and the world will hear it, and we are so glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. And a shout-out to the broker, Latter & Blum, in New Orleans, a real estate company. It's fantastic, this Latter & Blum real estate over here. Oh, yeah. Okay, love to all of y'all. Love y'all always and forever.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night. Good night, Randy. I'll talk
to
you tomorrow.
Good night.
Believe me, that guy, that wouldn't be the first guy that had a dream about me. Bye.
And by the way, Jim, I think we should mention before we end tonight's podcast that we can now be found not just on Blog Talk Radio, not just on Amazon Music or Apple Podcasts or iTunes, but we can also now be found on iHeartRadio. That's right. You search Missy AE on iHeartRadio, and you'll get access to all the podcasts on there as well. And I see everybody has dropped off almost. So I just wanted to get that mention out there. And if you guys haven't done so yet, obviously tomorrow night is the Sheila Kennedy podcast from Big Brother 9. And if you haven't done so yet, last week's interview with Natalie Cuniel from Big Brother 9 is still available as well on the archives. So feel free to listen to that. And, yeah, great podcast tonight. Everybody have a great rest of your night. And we will see you tomorrow for the Sheila Kennedy interview.